My name's Lona Hansel. I'm a cardiac physiologist. I'll always say I'm a cardiac physiologist. It's one of those professions that not a lot of people know what it is. The patient or whoever will always go, oh, thank you, nurse. Or thank you, doctor, which is kind of, you know, I suppose it depends how clean I'm looking that day, you know what I mean? How dishevelled I look. I work here at the Heath Hospital in Cardiff. I've literally done my growing up here, you know, from being a teenager, 20s, 30s, now I'm in my 40s. I haven't worked anywhere else. So it's quite funny. It's like some of the students now, I could be their mother, you know, and I've got to keep on stopping myself sometimes when I started, you know, or back in my day or what we used to do. Like most people of my age, we kind of fell into it. I didn't know what a cardiac physiologist was when I started the job. I mean, in those days, we were called physiological measurement technicians. Now, PMT nurse isn't the best kind of title to have. So that's why that's changed. The majority of what I do most of the time is I do ultrasound scans. So that's where we look at people's hearts and we look at the structure of the heart, see the way the heart valves are working, your heart muscles working, direction of blood flow within the heart. So that can tell us a lot of information. So that's my aortic valve that you're hearing there. It's not going too fast, is it? That's not too bad. Sorry. Sometimes what can happen is I'd have dealt with something not quite nice in one room. Well, this morning I've been from a cardiac arrest and then I'm dealing with Mr. Whoever who's complaining he's been waiting 10 minutes. Oh, well, I've been waiting here 1 hour already for my test. And I'll go, oh, but your appointment is in 10 minutes' time. And they're like, oh, well, yes, I had a lift, so I was here an hour early. And you're like, oh, I'm trying my best, you know. You can't please everybody. I used to work in waitressing years ago. It's the same kind of skills. You're not going to please everybody, but you hope to. I think I'm up to about 99%, maybe, you know. And I'm getting a lot these days of people like, oh, you see, this NHS is really good. I don't know what they're on about. I better write to the paper and just let them know. So you get a lot of that at the moment because NHS is going through like a negative press. I've got patients that are trying to look after me. So it's kind of sweet, you know what I mean? I couldn't imagine doing a regular 9-to-5. I got sisters, you're younger than me. She works for HR for a huge company. And it's quite funny having that discussion about private and public sector. You know, like my sister, she just had a massive bonus. And I'm going, yeah, no, we don't get that. Yeah, in fact, I didn't have my lunch today. Yeah, and hang on, you were complaining about my pension because, you know, and even though her pension will be much better than mine, but we've got the similar kind of qualifications and everything. But I mean, I really enjoy what I do and I get a good sense from what I do and I'm happy with what I do. I couldn't imagine doing something that I wouldn't be happy doing. Obviously, I am going to win the lottery one day. You know what I mean? You've got to be in it to win it. I buy my ticket maybe once a month. So then would I come back to work if I won the lottery? I kind of think, yes, I would. But then I kind of think, oh, I'd be using up somebody's opportunity as well because it's a fab job. I find it's a fab job. I come in early, I start at 7:30. I'll finish at 3:00. So then my job is then to look after my daughter. I'll say leave here in a rush because you can't finish on the dot. I mean, that doesn't happen. But luckily, my daughter's school's just around the corner for me to pick her up. So there's been many occasions where I've left here running to pick my daughter up from school where she'll be looking at me quite cross. And then that cost me like £10 in getting her like magazines and stuff just to appease her, just saying, sorry, sorry, sorry. In the early days when I didn't have a family, you kind of take things for granted. It didn't bother me doing paediatrics in the cath lab because it's just get on, do the job. But I didn't really have that connection. Like, yes, the parents are upset. They're going to be upset. Whereas now, sometimes I'll find like I might shed a tear because I'll be thinking of my own family as well. So it's quite interesting because you never know how your day is going to go. So a good day for me is knowing I've helped people. I do like being thanked. That's bad, I know, but I do like it when people say thank you at the end of the day, or that people are just leaving with a smile. And that for me is a good day. And sometimes you will have outcomes that have been upsetting to you. You just know that you've done the best that you can, and then you just move on from that, you know, and try and give the next person the year seeing or you're dealing with all your time and your attention. There was a time when I wouldn't have to worry about getting a pen. Now it's like, yeah, no, sorry, we've got no pens, we've got no stationery, we've got nothing. And I used to get half an hour when it came to doing an echo. With some patients, it's quite difficult to get them into the room. They've got time to undress. As you can imagine, in winter time, it's a lot of layers. But now it's shortened down to 20 minutes. So this does seem to be a lot more pressure. And it does seem to be more about figures than it does about the patient, which it should be. You know, because some patients, I'll be able to scan quick, easy, no problems. But then I'd like a little bit more time, a little bit more flexibility with some patients and not feel guilty about it. But we're constantly being reminded of our referral to treatment times and our waiting lists. So it's something that the management and the directors are always not putting pressure on, but making us aware of these targets. Sometimes it seems like it's a constant stream, a never-ending kind of conveyor belt sometimes, it seems. So it's trying to get as well with the patients that they don't feel like they're part of this conveyor belt. I try to treat everybody as if you're like my family member, and obviously I want to do the best for you, and that's what I do. And sometimes I can be too chatty as well, so sometimes I've got to kind of try and see if the patient wants to chat or not. So it's a matter of gauging it just right as well with people. I think I do that all right. But yeah, I haven't been told to shut up yet. I went to Africa to scan children. I'd saved up. I was lucky enough. I took time out of my own annual leave. It was something I felt was important to do. It was hard for my family, of course, because I was away for a week. But then, you know, we had Tango and Skype and WhatsApp, so it wasn't too bad either. You know, like my husband could Skype me and go, oh, where have I put Marley's roller skates? And it's like, yeah, if you look in this cupboard. It was quite heartbreaking to kind of go because you feel like you've done a good job. But it was nice to be home as well and to kind of appreciate our NHS as well. It's not the same job day in, day out. You're always meeting new people, and people are amazing. There was a lady who sticks in my mind who was in the 90s and she's on a fourth marriage. And then you'll meet others that, you know, are young and they're doing so many fantastic things. That's what keeps you motivated and quite excited about the job.